Penguin Random House Audio presents Babysitter by Joyce Carol Oates. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell with Kirby Hayborn and Max Myers. For Dan Halpern. Things don't happen. It depends upon who comes along. Paul Bowles. There is only one question. Of what am I capable? YK. Part 1. She asks herself why. Because he'd touched her. Just her wrist. A brush of his fingers. A sidelong glance. Because he'd asked, "Which one are you?" Meaning, which man's wife? Because it was a time and a place when to be a woman, at least a woman who looked like her, was to be a man's wife. Do not disturb. On the 61st floor of the hotel tower, he awaits her. No name for him that is likely to be a true name. Very little about him that is likely to be true. Enough for her to know he, him. She is the sole passenger in the elevator, which is a sleek glass cubicle rising rapidly and silently into the atrium as into the void. Below, the crowded hotel lobby sinks away. Beside her, open floors and railings fly downward. A sleek new way of elevating, so different from the larger, slower-moving, cumbersome elevators of her childhood. In those elevators, often there were uniformed operators who wore gloves. In elevators like these, you are your own operator. Lingering in the elevator, a faint aroma. Is it cigar smoke? It is December 1977. Smoking in the public areas of private hotels has not yet been banned. She feels a thrill of vertigo, nausea. Cigar smoke as faint as memory. She shuts her eyes to steady herself. Her sleek Italian leather handbag she carries not slung from her right wrist as usual, but carried snug beneath her right arm, and steadied and supported by her left hand, for it is perceptibly heavier than usual. Still, the handbag is so positioned that its gleaming brass label shines outward. Prada. By instinct, unconscious vanity's gesture, even on this day, Prada. Is this the final day of her life? Or is this the final day of a life? Of course, she has memorized the number. 6183. Could be a tattoo at her wrist, his claim on her. Claim, doom. She is not a poet. She is not a person adroit or comfortable with words. Yet these words seem to her soothing like smooth, cool stones laid over the shuttered eyes of the dead to bring them peace. His room. In fact, it's a suite. Two spacious rooms overlooking the Detroit River where he stays when he visits Detroit. Though it is possible that he has different rooms for different visitors. She would not know this. He has never confided in her. At the 61st floor, the cubicle stops with a hiss and a mild jolt. The glass door slides open. She has no choice but to step out. Something has been decided. She has no choice. Gripping the handbag beneath her arm. Has she no choice? Wondering, is he awaiting her near the elevator, eager for her arrival? She doesn't see anyone. In neither direction, any human figure. You can still turn back. If now, no one will know. Facing the row of elevators, a glass wall overlooking the riverfront, the river, a fierce white sun. A foreshortened view of Woodward Avenue far below, soundless traffic. Why isn't clear? Why she has come here, risking so much? Never ask why. The challenge is the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?